However, knowing what he is, it might not do that much.
6 degrees of success, right?
Yep, so that's at least the floor on one of your dice.
And yeah, it might just be like his head is it's a vestigial head.
Well, he's definitely got demonic as a trait, like that's pretty obvious, and demonic is ridiculous because it's basically a natural toughness times 3.
Oh, Hyksos, you are probably the only person this matters much to, but because of the Demon Prince's unholy aura, you have a minus 10 on willpower tests, as does everybody else if it comes up.
That's obnoxious.
Yes, if we were using cohesion yet, everybody would have to check or lose cohesion for the squad.
Yeah, we still haven't used squad mode abilities. In 9 sessions.
Yeah, well, you guys will be unlocking them after this session or after this adventure.
Next game will be next admission will be all squad mode.
Yes, nobody ever get more than 30 feet away from anybody else. James, are you muted?
James, are you dead?
No, James, come back. Back to us.
Oh, my sound card crashed, is what he just wrote.
Oh, his sound card crashed again. Damn it.
Oh, that probably means his Audacity recording is blown, I assume.
We'll have to resync then.
Maybe. I don't know. Hypothetically, his microphone doesn't run through his sound card.
Yeah, his microphone has an independent sound card. If he's using the Plantronic one, that all USB microphones have their own built-in sound card.
Although there's a chance that it crashing would have just taken Audacity down too, because it's hooked to it.
Yeah, I wonder. Because it has to feed out through the headphones.
All right, I'm gonna step away for just a minute while he comes back.
Oh yeah, James. James isn't here, right? Damn. I was about to tell him that the dragster thing is resolved finally.
The what now?
So in the speedrunning community, there's been a kerfuffle with Twin Galaxies. I don't know if you're familiar with them. They do.
Yep.
They're the official video scoring. What?
I've never heard of them.
Okay, yeah, they're the official like record board for high scores and fast times in video games. Like Guinness pulls their world record stats from Twin Galaxies.
Oh, you're talking about the dude in the drag racing thing.
Yeah, and Yeah, so the guy who holds the record for dragster claims to have a 5.51 time.
And the minimum that you can get is like 5.54.
5.57. That's the minimum. That's the minimum possible, which isn't even the minimum that's like humanly playable. And this guy pointed out to Twin Galaxies, and they said like, "Well, you got to account for hardware and stuff like that." And they like changed this time a little bit. I think they changed this time to a 5.54 because I might have misread it or something. And there was like this huge back and forth that happened for like over a year with so many people coming in and submitting information, and like all the rest of this guy's times and scores are like obviously fake. His score in like Centipede is like 10 times higher than the second highest score. And I think people have proved that his scores in a bunch of games were not actually possible to get in the game. And yet Twin Galaxies stood by him because he was a former Twin Galaxies referee. And this kept going back and forth until after this like glut of like negative PR and evidence that this guy has been cheating. One of the Twin Galaxies refs, the story goes right now that one of the Twin Galaxies refs said, like, you know, I think he's lying. And then Twin Galaxies immediately changed their decision, banned him from Twin Galaxies, and deleted all of his scores. And now, like, that's enough for some people, but a bunch of people are also just really mad that it's like they dismissed all the evidence and eventually only listened when one of their own guys said, oh, this guy's probably lying. Or he probably cheated.
Ah.
But yeah, this guy had like fake times and scores for like hundreds of games. There's a video by Apollo Legend on YouTube that talks about like all of the stuff, and also the referee who verified all of his scores and times is currently in prison for right now on like serving a 10-year sentence.
For what?
I want to say it was statutory. God damn it! I want to say it was statutory rape or something. Like, it was not a good.
Oh, ew.
It was. There's not a lot of good things you go to prison for, but this was a worse thing.
I was assuming it was gonna be like computer fraud or something.
No. It was something like awful. I don't know. You can,
yeah, like cheating video games.
I don't remember the guy's name, but if I find it, I'll look him up again. And then also, one of the times submitted, or one of the scores submitted, was actually verified by, I think the guy's name is Todd Rogers, and he, for one of the games, he submitted and verified his own score.
What?
And Twin Galaxies was quick to remove that one once they realized that was the case, but like, it was few and far between, like, them removing his very obviously fake scores.
What do you think, Todd? Looks good to me, Todd. Let's send it, Todd.
Yeah. That reminds me of a fucking, do you know about Grover House?
I have a feeling I'm about to.
So there was this Something Awful moderator who back in 2003 got like a bunch of money and decided he was going to make a bunch of additions to his house. Because he had some construction experience and some electrical experience and like enough that he felt like he could do it. And so he like made a mock-up of the design he wanted in paint. And then, did all of his own like external construction and wiring and sewage and all this other stuff. And when city engineers wouldn't give him a pass, he decided to certify and become an engineer himself so he could certify his own house. And it's like really this man hard to find it.
This man is the essence of DIY.
Yeah, and also not very good DIY. Like, I think that was one of the things. Like, he wanted to make an expansion because he found out his city was moving to sewage instead of a septic system. And the main reason he couldn't expand his house further into his lot was because of the septic tank. But then once he started, yeah, like, running his own sewage, he ended up filling his yard up with sewage because he built the sewage system wrong. And a bunch of other stuff. I remember one of the things was that he didn't, like, the walls in the new addition of his house, the internal walls, don't connect to the floor all the way, because if they did, he'd have to do something else that he didn't want to spend money on.
Like I said, he's the essence of DIY.
So if he leans too hard, his walls will slide?
You've only proved my point, Matt.
His walls will bow in if you lean on them. He mentioned if you close the doors too hard, you can hear the walls rattle.
I've lived in a house like that.
I'm trying to remember the other shit about that. There's like the initial thread, which I had finally read because I remembered I had a Something Awful account, and it's really hard to find because it's a thread from 2003. I ended up finding, and everybody there was actually like really positive, but then it's become this giant like meme in the Something Awful community. Like, there's
what hasn't.
There's pictures of the, like, people made pictures of, there's a picture of, like, Obama's, like, or not Obama, Osama bin Laden's compound, and people, like, started, like, stapling things onto that, like, putting notes from Grover House on it, The one that comes over and over again is load-bearing drywall. I think that was the thing. He made his interior wall not connected to the floor or ceiling because it would technically become a load-bearing wall. And so by not doing this, he didn't have to build it to the same exacting standards as a load-bearing wall.
God damn it, Matt, I just took a drink of soda.
Yeah. If you're going to do that, you might as well get, like, paper screens or something.
Yeah, I don't know. He also has, he also put linoleum siding on his house, and he bought a new grill to celebrate the completion of his house. He decided to have a cookout, and he put his grill too close to the linoleum siding and melted a part of it.
Of course he did.
I have a PDF of most of the pictures and Grover related posts from Grover House. I think it's missing some stuff. Like you can't get the complete Grover House story at this point. The one you can find easily online is what people are calling Grover House 2, where this guy bought a predatory flip house. Which I can't remember.
I'm assuming
remember.
You don't mean a house that eats other houses.
No. I mean, his house was the product of a predatory flip. Somebody made it look really nice and then sold it for a lot of money. And the housing inspector checked it off for some reason, even though, like, one of the first things that I think the guy noticed when he moved in was they couldn't get cable. And so they called the cable company and they said, like, well, check your cable line. And so, like, he undid the wall... what is it, the wall fixture or whatever for the cable thing, and started looking through and then noticed that the cable just kind of went into the wall and then it was cut off after about 6 inches.
They done some sort of fix and just never fixed the cable.
No, there were just fake cable boxes in the, there were fake cable outlets in the wall.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, they didn't like a scam. Yeah, they put, like, you know, a little bit of cable sticking out of a fucking hole in the wall. And if you yank on it too hard, the whole thing just comes out.
Yeah, and that's what he discovered there. I'm trying to remember some of the other ones.
Hey, James.
Hey. Hello. All right. So I guess we're back to melt a gun already in progress.
Yeah. Yeah, get the Audacity running, sync, and then get started.
All right. Okay, just let us know when to clap in. Is everybody back?
I'm back.
No.
I'm not here.
Helpful as always, guys.
Okay, Axe is here.
I got it.
The only one I hadn't heard from was Max.
Max was here.
Okay.
No, don't Max specifically said he wasn't.
You don't know me. You don't know my life.
Nobody wants the clap.
All right. Everybody get ready.
Yep.
3, 2, 1.